We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and white. I'm Jim Galante. I am back in the, I was ready to say in the studio. I'm not in the studio. I'm at home. Andy Shea is at his home. Bob Flounders is at his home. But you're in our theoretical or hypothetical Labatt Blue studio. And before I forget, and we always seem to forget it, we need to announce the Ask Ross winner. Yes, I now have it in my notes to do it, so I won't forget. Our winner this week was Mike from Colorado. He did the smart thing. He asked Ross about technique from offensive linemen, and that was enough to make him a winner. All right,
gentlemen. I got a little news for you, fans. Even if you write it down in your notes, it doesn't guarantee you that we're going to not forget to announce it. I'm just saying. Oh my. Speaking from experience.
That is so true. As Andy, you and I talk about often, we're turning into old men, and old men get forgetful about things. So, all right, guys, I'm really interested in your comments this week about our redshirt freshmen. We've gone through the whole list. There's a total of 15 of them. We've gone through 12 of the 15. And just a reminder, next week's show, I'm going to get Bob and Andy to rank these guys for us, and that's going to be really interesting. We're going to talk about who. Yeah. How about you didn't know that, Andy, right?
I did not. You learned something every single day. Okay, that sounds fun.
So
that's
go,
why I said, huh?
Go back to your notes. Make sure you have all the names, all 15 of them, and we'll rank them, and Bob will rank them, and I'll tell you guys where you are wrong. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's start with this week's. I'll start with you, Andy. We're going to start with the tight end, Brenton Strange. He is 6'3", 242 pounds. He was a four-star out of West Virginia, and I like to make note of this when it makes a difference. He was listed at 210 pounds coming out of high school. He's now listed at 242, and he's going to be battling a few other guys for that backup tight end position. Go ahead, Andy. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a high value proposition in terms of football for him this year, because coming out of high school, yeah, he looked like a skinny kid, like you said, at 210 pounds. He's gained like 30 pounds or so since he got to Penn State. You know that Pat Freiermuth is there. You know Penn State has a bunch of offense that's built around two tight ends, whether it's running or passing. I found it interesting that he's listed as a tight end H-back. That means that they're favorable upon his blocking, because we know how James loves the quote-unquote H-back in his tight ends. He was a very good pass catcher coming out of high school. He almost looked like a wide receiver, right? So there's a second level of the game that you have to learn in terms of knowing where everybody else is on the field and where to find your spots and how to run the routes and all of that stuff that Pat Freiermuth made look real easy is not real easy, folks. There's a high learning curve for that. Pat Freiermuth just came in and did it and was a huge impact player right away. He's that good. But I think Brenton has developed in that way, and it's all about who's going to be the number two. Is it going to be Kuntz? Is it going to be Strange? Is it going to be a combination of the two? It's important to Penn State. That's why I think he has a real opportunity to be a value proposition player in this offense.
I'm going to ask you, Bob. It's Brenton Strange up against Zach Kuntz and the incoming freshman Theo Johnson. By the end of the season, who are we going to be looking at and calling the heir apparent to Pat Freiermuth?
Boy, that's a great question, Jimmy. I would give a slight edge. Believe it or not, I would give a slight edge to Zach Kuntz, even though I think he's got some area of improvement with regard to blocking. I will say, I think we're going to keep going back to this. I think Brenton Strange in particularly not having a spring to impress the coaching staff. I think that hurts him a little bit. I think Zach was probably a little bit further along, and you got to remember, Theo Johnson probably was not going to work in spring. So he was, I think Strange was going to get a real, real long look during spring drills. I think on the restart, I think the expectation is Theo Johnson will be close to 100%. So maybe a little bit of a missed opportunity for Brenton. He's up to 240 pounds. That's still a little bit dicey to play tight end in the Big Ten. And I just think the development of all three guys, but especially Zach and Brenton, are it's really magnified because it's kind of come into focus that really Pat Freiermuth's time at Penn State is very short. I think after this year, if he's healthy, I don't see any chance that he'll be back for his senior season. So they better get two of these three guys. They better feel really good about them by the end of this next season, because if they're going to want to run two tight ends after the 2020 season, they're going to have to do it without Pat Freiermuth. So I just think it's a critical year. I wish Brenton would have had the spring to work and maybe make an impression with Kirk Sciarrocca and Tyler Bowen. But as we look at it now, Brenton's obviously a talented kid who can catch. But I think that Zach Kuntz has got to be the guy to beat out for the second tight end job, especially with Theo Johnson kind of rehabbing for what I believe was a shoulder or upper body injury.
And how about it, Andy? You think we're going to see much two tight end sets from Kurt Sciarrocca?
Well, it's part of Penn State's DNA as an offense, right? Whether it was under, you know, Joe liked to do it a little bit, you know, we saw it under Ricky Ronnie. I think it's part of Penn State's DNA. Bob thinks that Zach's a little bit ahead. At the end of the day, you can have Zach. I'll take Brenton. How's that, Bob?
That's good. I can live with that.
You take Zach. I'll take Brenton. I think one of the two has to emerge as a sort of future prospect, as a high end, as the number one tight end, and a capable backup. And you're 100% right about they have to feel pretty good about him, because Pat Freiermuth is not coming back to Penn State after 2020. There's no way.
I think that's a pretty safe bet both of you guys are making there. So it will be interesting to see. And Zach Kuntz, the fact that he, with his height, it just makes him a different kind of receiver. So I think it's almost this year going to be situational. What determines which of these guys goes into play as that backup tight end? I think it would be, I think we may be seeing an or on the depth chart. So that'll be interesting then to see who's the guy who will be the lead guy the following season. All right. Next up, I'm going to package these two guys, John Dunmore and TJ Jones. They're both in that wide receiver mix. Obviously, of course, they are both redshirt freshmen. John Dunmore came in as a four-star out of Florida, came in at 172 pounds, currently listed 191. TJ Jones, three-star out of Florida, he came in listed at 185. He's now listed at 200 pounds. And it was kind of interesting in that spring depth chart. They had TJ Jones listed ahead of John Dunmore, which I think surprised a few people. How about you, Bob? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not buying the depth chart at all. I think John Dunmore has to be the guy between these two that steps up. I'm not saying that it can't be TJ, but John Dunmore was not only a four-star recruit. He was a pretty high four-star recruit. You look at who was after him, the Florida kid, you know, Auburn, of the Florida schools, Michigan, a lot of schools liked him. He was, I was impressed with what I saw from him. I know I've said it a bunch of times. Very smooth guy, great hands. I think he's got easily the best ceiling of any of Penn State's young receivers. It remains to be seen. It's tough for a true freshman to play right away. I know Penn State likes some guys they have in the current class that enrolled early. To me, it's got to be John Dunmore. I think TJ Jones can certainly help, and maybe TJ Jones will outgrow that three-star ranking. But boy, I think John Dunmore can do a little bit of everything for Penn State. And if I had to guess, you know, a three wide receiver set of Jahan Dotson, Daniel George, a shaky vote of confidence for me at this point, just because he couldn't catch the ball last year, but he is a specimen. And I just think that Dunmore is going to be the guy that emerges. I think he's just too talented of a player. I don't see a lot of weak parts of his game. And maybe TJ Jones will prove me wrong. And obviously, you know, for them to get him out of Florida, they must really like him. They're both athletic. But I do think that you know, once things settle down and once these guys get a chance to get a couple of actual practices under their belt and some scrimmages. How about this, Andy? I'll take John Dunmore. You can have TJ Jones. What do you say about that?
I don't know. Can you see a scenario? Because if indications are based on what we've seen and what we know that the big receiver for Penn State isn't able to get open, can't catch the ball, and doesn't have an impact.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and clear that air. Can you see a scenario where both of these guys are on the field? That's the other thing I was thinking is the wide receiver position has to be that open right now, Penn State. That's why I think these two redshirt freshmen, while I'm not willing to take TJ Jones on this one. No. I've watched the tape on Dunmore too, and he is the one with the much higher ceiling, but can you see both of these guys on the same field? Yeah. Because let's just say the big receiver hasn't transitioned in any way, shape, or form for Penn State since Chris Godwin left. End of story.
Yeah. Daniel George actually dropped some weight. I think if you look at his weight on the roster, I believe, Jimmy, they listed him at 220 last year, and now I think he was closer to 210. I don't know if that was a conscious decision on his end, but maybe he was a little bit too big. He did look good catching that 95-yard pass a couple of years ago, but that was in mop-up time against a team that was hopelessly behind. I think you give Daniel George the benefit of the doubt this year, and you give him a little bit of a long leash. But with the way that they're recruiting wideouts, not only redshirt freshmen but true freshmen, it's he's living a little bit on borrowed time, and I think that moving forward, it's a big, big year for Daniel George. But you're right, Andy. Both these guys, Dunmore and TJ Jones, are probably top four, top five wideouts. And I could absolutely see a scenario where you play them both.
Yeah, and that's when we're talking about redshirt freshmen that could be impact. The wide receiver position is so, let's say they use the term bereft of known talent that at the college football level, that there's absolutely these two guys are important, and they could end up both being impact. Either way, something from the wide receiver position has to give for this Penn State offense to be as successful as it has been the last 3-4 years.
And you know what? That is a place where there's openings. And Bob, I looked it up. Just you were correct. Daniel George is listed at 210. Interesting to me that he's listed at 6'2", 210, where these guys are each listed at 6'1". So as far as the big receivers, they're all pretty close. That is going to have to be the last word. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Bob. And be sure to join us next time.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. Find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.